Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
got it wetter than the old just to be fake. Nothing stopping ya. Be the near to the hood of respect.
Diving in, sticking down with it. Little bow legged hood, with a 9-inch. Put it in my face.
There's no excuse. Mm-hmm. Just I'm gon' give you what your body's been crying for.
And if you tell me yes, I'll lay it down. Girl, we ain't gotta rush, just play around. We'll do it like we never done before. So go and lock that door.
Baby, don't worry, cause I'll be gentle.
Good evening. Good evening, one and all. Welcome to Epiphany Radio Universe for Real Entertainment Network. We are back with another edition. Third season of Bounty Dipper 3.0. Tonight we will be talking about eroticism and the wonderful ways we can achieve that through spoken word. Now, my name is Mahavi. I'm your host. I am also affectionately known as Power Rock. I am also known as King Zip of the Honey Drippers. Honey Drippers is an amazing group of poets noted for our forays into the world of erotic verse. However, we do everything. We do everything well. Not to brag, we're just multi-shared, multi-hued artists. And for real solid shit, to allow us to come onto the network and to do this wonderful and crazy podcast that's going to be consisting of amazing poets that we will bring forth this evening. Some people know from Honey Drip and some that you don't know, but we have an amazing set of artists this evening, if you are not prepared, remember, you're not responsible for any babies that are made during this podcast, after this podcast, the next day at the podcast, wake up from the podcast. We have a robust litigation department that prevents us from being sued for any type of babies on unwanted side dickery, side coochery, side piece, side willing, side shit, all of it. We're not responsible for it. We're just not. But if it's a bad idea, it sounds good, try it. All right? Improve yourself. You know, subdue. Sometimes in order to subdue your passions, you must yield to it. Now, that being said, let me just read the byline so that you know. This Tuesday night, September 19th, also my Founders Day, I am an IOTA Phi Theta member, Al Ole. This September 19th, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. for the mountains, and 6 p.m. for the West Coast. You are tuning into a 50-year radio universe, and our call-in number is 319-527-6300. You must press 1 to be heard. So if you're sitting down there, you haven't pressed word 1, we don't see you. It's like raising your hand, all right? Or you can stream live at www.blogtalkradio.com/IEYEC people. Now, this teaches the 100 Triple Collective, but tonight, for this electrifying installment, we are going to have of the incomparable, our incomparable own, Spring 23 from the Brand New Heavies, Godiva, a.k.a. Yoshi. And also from the City of Brotherly Love, we will have a sensational, just Ace. And of course, she's been on here before, she know how we get down. We met her in Jersey, at Titillating Tongues, I believe. She's super dope. I call her Miss Amen and Hallelujah. If you've seen it, you'd understand why I said it. Sweet and deep poetry. And of course, from the Garden State where we met, we have coming on soon a new age hippie and the enchanting goddess of love known as Venus. All right? And this is just the beginning. We got more in store, right? And it's already packed. It's already packed. It is. So, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the mics of all of our features first. Talk to them for a second. So I'm going to bring in Godiva, Sweet and Deep. I'm going to bring in Venus. All right. Now, if you know you're a feature, raise your hand so that I know, because I end up missing out on people. All right. And if I'm missing somebody and somebody doesn't, let me know. Hit me in the back channel if you know me. All right? But in the meantime, in between time, let me go here, read some things real quick. Well, first of all, Godiva, a.k.a. Yoshi, I know you, so you know. I know exactly who you are. What's up?
What's that supposed to mean? But hey.
What do you mean that? What's that supposed to be? You in the drip, so you know. You can see for yourself. Tell the good people who you are and what you do and how you do it.
That's a lot of questions. I'm Yoshi, a.k.a. Godiva with 2 D's, because I got big dick energy. Yeah, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
All right, I mess with you doing. I'm just not. All right. And I also want to bring in Sweet and Deep. Hello, Sweet and Deep.
Hello, everybody. I'm Sweet and Deep. I'm originally from Massachusetts, and I travel around and try to get to know the good folks out there.
Well, you know, matter of fact, let me just read. The thing I have for you, hold on for a second. I know I have it right here. Hold on for a second. Here it is. Sweet and Deep Poetry is a poet. Hold on, let me bring this down a little bit. Alright. It's a poet from Boston, Massachusetts. She began writing poems in elementary school to make new friends. She would also get in trouble for her mother to hide to call her aunt to express the poem she wrote. Formerly called Cookie Special, she was given the name Sweet and Deep Poetry by someone who discovered her poems, saying her words and persona were both sweet and deep. Sweet and Deep Poetry has always had a craving for writing poems in middle school. Her music teacher challenged her to class to write a song, but she kept writing songs throughout middle school and singing them to her friends. Transitioning to high school, she threw her transition high school threw her a loop she could have never prepared for, the unexpected pregnancy bringing her face to face with critical life challenges. Her brother began to comfort her by writing stories which gave her an outlet to write and express her own struggles and pain. It was then that she fell in love with the art of writing and wanted to share her stories with the world so that they too would fall in love. Not long after, she found herself married and suffering from depression. Does moms always do that to people? That happened to me. Determined to overcome her struggles, she challenged herself to write a movie and acquire publishing, which is still in the works with the hopes of being sold on Netflix. With fond memories and inspirations of her late aunt, she initially wrote the book titled Juices, in which she delayed the release because she wanted to ensure proper introduction of herself to the world. Currently, she's working on another book, but not without its challenges. Her editor sadly passed away from a heart attack, but not before leaving her with valuable advice. He told her to find a small part of a book, have it acted out to promote, because a lot of people don't like to read. Conquering many trials and tribulations, which included the death of loved ones, several bouts of depression, Sweet and Deep Poetry is a fighter, a winner, and a muse for powerful words that can reach the depths of many souls. Good people, one and all, I introduce you to Sweet and Deep. Was that a mouthful for you?
Damn. Thank you. I'm going to have to record you doing that. That just sounds so good coming from you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. So come up next. The other person who was in the joint that was shutting things down, making things super hot and for everybody in the joint. Hold on one second. What you call it? I'm trying to get to the thing, my it's crazy. All right, I have to expand my thing because it's like doing this extra stuff right now. Hold on a second. What are we doing over here? All right, hold on for 1 second. My laptop is giving me problems. All right, hold on for a second. I'm just going to have to do it this way then. All right, so show me. All right, so we do that. To do this. To do this. I'm sorry. I had to shut it down and sort of reboot it so we can get back in here in a proper sense. So I can open up everybody's mics because it was really giving me problems. Just for a second. While it's loading. All right, so the next person I'm going to introduce you to, of course, who we met over at the John in Jersey. She's an amazing poet, very dope. And let me read her joint for you real quick. Right. She says, as an artist of many mediums, including poetry, music, dance, multimedia, Venus pulls all inspiration from nature and experience to create sensual masterpieces. Good people, one and all, I introduce you to Venus. Venus, how are you?
Hi, I am fine. How are you?
I happen to be in fine form. I cannot complain. I think amazing things are about to happen tonight, so I'm very, very happy. With that being said, while we're waiting for Just Ace, I'm going to open up everybody's mics, because over here we keep it live, almost like you're on stage. We leave it so that people can interact with everybody, and of course, and it's also, you know, the thing for the honey drippers, so, you know, we like to express ourselves freely at the same time and respond to you in real time. All right? So that being said, I'm going to just run down the line and talk to some of the honey drippers who are in the background and introduce you to them, you know, because this is also their podcast. So all the way from Virginia, who is now an Alabama trans club, give it to you, the pussy ties are known as Lisa Lips. Lisa Lips, what is good?
Hey, baby, what's good with you?
I'm ready to get this started because I just know the bells and whistles is going to go off and for real they'll probably have us fired or something like that. But, you know, we just going to show up tomorrow like ain't nothing happened. So, you know,
I'm excited to see what's going to happen tonight.
Oh, no, it's about to be bells and whistles because, you know, you got the features here who are they're very, very, very fetching, nice, beautiful, and say incredible things that make people horny. So we're going to let them get loose on people in a second. I think they'll find that they're home. It's going to be nice. all right. So I'm going to go from you. I'm going to go to my favorite Philly Dome, one of my bestest friends in the entire world, La Perla Negra.
Hey, hey, everybody. How y'all doing tonight?
it's about to be on. I'm ready.
I'm
ready. All right, and then I'm gonna go over to the soul singing, noise bringing, bell ringing. She comes to me as a rare epiphany.
What's up? What's good?
I came in here so I can enjoy the nastiness. I think we all came to enjoy the nastiness.
Yeah, the filth shall fly. Yeah.
The filthiness of all filthiness. Now I'm going to go over here to another person in Alabama. Go over here to check out my homie, show me, the black diamond known as Black Rose. Black Rose, are you there?
Good evening, all. How are you tonight?
We have the VFR poem. Thank you so very much.
I got a couple sneer poems to give out.
I kind of figured because you've been going off in the hive. I've been seeing it. You've been doing some extra special things.
When it becomes your full-time job, you have to.
All right, well, that's what's up. So I'm going to go over here to I believe this is Drippy. Drippy, are you there? Drippy.
Yeah.
Or is it pressure? Which one is it? Is it peer or is it pressure? Which one is it? Are y'all both on at the same time?
What's up, man?
What's going on, Drippy?
As a much
better. All right. Well, that's good. That's good. Are you ready? Are you ready for this evening? All right, because I'm going to ask them a round of questions, and we're going to get into it. Huh?
As I got my glass sit back relaxing.
Oh, you got your glass? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, well, you got your glass. Everything is ready. Hold up. Let me just throw this underneath. All right, so, man, I'm going to go back up here. We haven't seen her in a minute, but she's back. She's in here. The fallen angel known as Angel Kim. Angel Kim, are you there?
I am here. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I mean, because if I'm not on time, I don't mind the special punishment, you know. Tie me up and do whatever.
Special. Right, you know what?
My bad. it's other people listening. My bad. Hey, y'all.
Well, she called early.
we even start poetry yet. All right. And so.
You can't even let go of her heart. And I said, and that's a war, bitches.
we haven't even started yet. We haven't started yet. And you just, y'all.
But Queen B came back in the room.
I didn't get a chance.
But don't let. I don't want to play with that one. See, she know me from the other side of the clubhouse. She know I'm not afraid of no goddamn stage. I will bury that bitch. Like, she know that. I don't got no fucking problems with people. none.
Since when have those people had an issue with my problem?
Like, when did you come getting all cheesy and smart and mouth with me? If you're on your period, man, please lock the fuck up and go get...
You ever see something like you didn't know what the hell was going on, and then something else was going on in the background, but they got their hand up? All right, listen. Yeah, we're going to have to do something about that. All right, I'm going to come back to you because I know this mic got opened up and that wasn't supposed to happen. Anyway, that being said, let's get back to our features. So for the features, my initial question for y'all, for Venus, of course, Yoshi, and Sweet and Deep Poetry, what does erotic poetry do for you? What does erotic poetry do for you?
Right. Wait, are you specifically talking to me or?
I'm talking, any of the features can answer. So we're going to ask them first before we get into it. So I'm talking to Venus. I'm talking to Godiva, and I'm talking Sweet and Deep Poetry. What does erotic poetry do for you?
This is Sweet. I think erotic poetry for me, it just, I get to go to a different place. You know, in my head, sometimes I get to relive different things, or I get to change something that I saw. It just, it gives me a different visual, and then being able to perform it, sometimes the way I deliver it, if I see the crowd that feel it with me, I feel like I gave a good story, and I painted the best picture because they can feel it. They know what I've been through. They know what I see. They know what I feel. They've been there before. So it's like, I don't know, I guess it's more of, it's a few different things for me.
All right. Same question to you, Venus.
For me, erotic poetry inspires me to dig deep into all of my juicy feelings. It allows me to tap into my sensuality and my sense of self. I've always been a very sensually expressive person throughout all of my forms of art. And so poetry just allows me to put that into words.
Wow.
Okay.
Godiva, are you ready? Why erotic poetry? What does it do for you?
We're doing erotic poetry, nobody told me. It's manifesting fantasies. Those that I've already participated in and those that I plan to participate in. It's creative outlet. I don't know. I'm in for trying to do anything that's in my poetry.
Really? Okay, so all right, so ladies, you've been doing poetry for quite some time. I'm going to assume more, or at least recently, most within a year. I'm gonna make an assumption. What was your favorite space to read erotic poetry in, and what was the best response that you from reading an erotic poem? So, let me go back in reverse order. So, Godiva, what was your favorite place to read a write poem, and what was your best response?
Probably Albany back in April. I had to like redo part of a piece because people were cheering and somebody had the DJ do the little mic drop sound thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Venus, your favorite place to read poems, or read erotic poem, and what was your best response?
Wow. Honestly, my favorite place to read erotic poems is any stage that I can grace with my presence. My favorite response, though, I love to hear that I'm hypnotizing. I love to hear that I am magnetizing. And I love when people worship me and call me a goddess.
I'm sorry, I got stuck on the last part because it sounded really, really nice. really nice. Sweet Indie Poetry, your favorite place to read poems, and what was your best response?
I also perform at swingers parties. So when I perform my sexual poems at swingers parties and the type of reaction I get, it is like the all-time favorite, because sometimes they're like, hold on, go slow. I'm trying to do exactly what you said. You said he did what? Hold on, I'm trying to. I love it. So I would say swingers parties.
Okay. Well, alrighty then. Yeah, that's super fantastic. All right, so my last question before we start this poetry is, what is eroticism to you? And then I'm gonna go from you. I'm gonna ask everybody go down the line. Anybody wants to answer? So I'm gonna start with you, Sweet Indie. What is eroticism to you?
Okay, can I go last? Because I'm trying to get my words together.
Okay. All right. So, Venus, what is eroticism to you?
What is eroticism to me?
Mm-hmm. What is your definition?
Wow. Everything. Everything. I love, for me, nature. Anything that naturally flows and grows just invokes so much erotic pleasure for me. I love even just the smell of fresh fruit or pressing the nectars from fresh fruit is erotic for me. So the experience, the privilege of being able to exist in a body that feels everything is erotic to me.
Okay. Godiva, what is eroticism to you?
It's the attitude, the energy behind things turned sexual. I can turn just about anything sexual, so yeah.
All right. Cool. Sweet and deep. Are you ready?
I'm a pleaser. So I get extra excited when I'm with someone I feel secure with, and anything it is that they want me to do, I like my limits to get tested, and it pleases me watching them be pleased. So, and that's the biggest turn on for me, is knowing that I'm doing something that turns someone on and get them to their climax. It's like I sit there with a big Kool-Aid smile once I know they are tapped the fuck out. Like, yeah, I did that shit.
So you're just out here tapping people out. All right. Okay. All right. So real quick quick, fast, and hurry. I'm gonna run through the drip real quick. And good people, let me start at the top. Angel Kim, what's eroticism to you? Angel Kim? Okay, well, we're going to go from you. We're going to go to Lisa Lips. Lisa Lips, what's eroticism to you?
To me, it's about eroticism is to me, it's the foreplay to making the physical that, yeah, it's the teasing and the touching, all those things that bring the heat that feeds later. That's what eroticism is to me.
Okay. All right, La Perla Negra.
Oh, man, eroticism is life. It's everything. It's the fall of my locks. It's the toe ring, the anklet. It's everything. It's the way the air smells. And child, please, it's just life. Everything is erotic to me. My reflection, everything, the words that I say, the way that I say them, the reaction I get from everybody is just, everybody's body. Y'all are all my mental sex toys, so yeah.
Okay. All right, so Rare Epiphany.
Yes.
What's eroticism to you?
To me, eroticism is the art of sexual play, lovemaking, whichever and whatever you'd like to call it. It's the tantalizing and the tease. It's the shadow and the dance, the lead up to the crowning act, the after. It's all of the above. Eroticism is the way in which we express our physical and emotional sexual selves.
All right. Black Rose.
Yes, sir.
What is eroticism to you?
Eroticism is my petals on your skin. My breath on your neck. My hands touching you ever so gently. Eroticism is my confidence to be dominant and make you address me as mistress. My softness, it's word taking, soul snatching.
All right. Drippy.
Huh.
What is eroticism? What is eroticism, sir?
All right, so hear me out. All right, I want nobody, because I'm new to this.
Captain.
It's my natural ability to introduce you to God physically.
And so, Eric Cole 470.
What's up, Tom Havoc?
That's what I thought. I wasn't sure because I was like, let me check. Mr. Yes Lord himself, Walker Erotica. You know, I know it's like giving you a load again, but I'm going to ask you anyway. What's eroticism to you, sir?
Eroticism to me is having the courage and the ability to do what needs to be done. It's also being able to connect to my intellect and to also be seen. Not just seen, but seen and appreciated. Because it takes a certain type of intelligence for someone to be able to block out light and be able to see you and notice you and study you, and not just that, but appreciate you in return.
Oh, I see. This is on and popping. All right, so let's get started. Matter of fact, let me just do this to make sure everything is gonna work out. I'm gonna actually do the station identification first before we do it, and away we go. As far as the features, we're gonna let our features go first. Features, what would y'all like to do? Would you like to do? Actually, you know what? I know exactly what to do. All right, so let me play this station identifier first before we get started. And we're going to rock. So we're going to go from here. So hope y'all are ready. Let's go.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Welcome back to Epiphany Radio Universe. I am your host. My name is Mahavi. This is the Honey Dripper 3.0, third season of the Honey Drippers. We are here with a room full of Honey Drippers in here with our special guest and features Tinian Venus from the Garden State. Also our very own Godiva, a.k.a. the Chocolate Thunder, also known as Yoshi, as well as Sweet and Deep Poetry from Virginia. We like to call her Amen and Hallelujah. And if you looked at my pictures, you saw both of these lovely young ladies that were looking very beautiful. And, yeah, that part. So, ladies, to go first. Ladies, can y'all hear me? Hello?
You're going to have to pitch.
Yeah.
All right, so I think it is better if I just be like, okay. So, Sweet and Deep Poetry, can you go first, please?
Yes, I can. Okay, so this piece that I'm about to do is called Kitty. Let me know if you can hear the music clearly. Give me 1 second. Okay, here we go. Oh. I felt a thump, then a kick. What's going on? I'm not with child. Kitty, is that you? She said, yeah, bitch, without a smile. I said, what's the matter? Why are you up so late? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. She said, bitch, I ain't been touched in a while. And your ass is up there snoring. I said, Kitty, be patient. Don't worry. He'll be back. She said, at the rate we're going, I won't even be able to fuck a tic-tac. I said, Kitty, I don't have time for this. It's late, and I have to work. She said, yeah, well, I'm horny. I want to fuck, and I need to squirt. I rolled my eyes, tried to turn over, and she yelled, why you closing me in? Get some of these cobwebs out of here. Use your fingers, shit. You got 10.
I begged and pleaded. I even cried. I tried to make her understand. She said, bitch, I'm drying up. Pretty soon, you'll be peeing sand. I giggled a little, but Kitty said, I'm not playing. I'm for real. When he comes home, I'ma fuck the shit out of him, because this is one kitty he can't kill. When he comes home, I'm open up wide, and I mean as wide as I can get. Then when he slides in, I'ma form a suction cup until he explodes in me like a jet. Then when he thinks we're done, I'm gonna call backup, because Mouse wants him too. She knows how to kiss him. She knows how to suck him. Your mouth is the truth. Then when he's awake, I'm gonna drain all the energy from his legs. I'm gonna make him come so many times, he's gonna think he wet the bed. Then when he think we're done, we'll let him rest for 5 minutes or so. Then we'll wake him up again with another powerful blow. Making me wait this long for some dick? So, are you crazy? I said, Kitty, calm down. And act like a fucking lady. She started pulsating and jumping. She was out of control. She said, either use your fingers or get me a new goddamn pole. What was I supposed to do? I had to go to sleep, and it was already late. That was the first day that I had to masturbate. Thank you.
Damn, Kitty Vicious.
Okay.
Kitty got no hold card. She's like, so take care of me, and that's all.
That is good.
You know, sometimes you have to have those conversations.
I know, because mom be saying the same shit to me. Like, what's wrong with you? Why I gotta be dried up?
Right.
Lonely and shit, because you don't feel like being bothered with them.
Period.
Why everybody got to suffer? Like, why don't you keep your feelings to yourself?
Yes.
I just want to know, do y'all get the heartbeat down there? That's all I want to know. Do y'all get the heartbeat? Does the heartbeat happen for y'all?
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Get the heartbeat.
And bouncing in the chair.
Like, it's just thumping down there. Okay. Y'all give it up. Wait a second. Let me get the applause. Right. Y'all give it up for Sweet D. Don't be out here fucking Tic Tacs. Don't do that. Don't fucking Tic Tacs. Don't fucking Tic Tacs. Right. Don't do that. Not cool. All right. Come up next to my phone. Venus, are you ready? Venus,
oh,
are you there?
Hello, yes, I am ready.
All right, the mic is yours.
Okay, so I have two short pieces prepared. The first one is titled, My Name, Your Mantra. Whimsical, like the soft brush of seagrass between my fingers and toes. Venus,
glimmering at the corners of a mouth with a particular palette. Venus. Intentional. Like the slow burns of frankincense and rose petals atop the embers of hot charcoal. Venus. Voluptuous. Like the pressure that tugs at the skirts of the wind before a storm. Venus. Ancient. Like the secrets of shamans whispered near still waters. Venus. Delicate. Like soft. Like tender. Like juicy. Fruit as you press it to release its nectar. Venus. Addictive, like lingering euphoria after multiple orgasms. Venus, dreamy, succulent, captivating, sultry, poetic, sensual, soft, seductive, intense. Erotic, goddess, Venus. And that's the first one. And the next one is titled Full Lotus. An infinite loop of golden hours and perfect ratios, silhouette. Over the water. Fragmented light shone through a canopy of trees, reflecting on my skin like stained glass. Gentle fingers, looming paintings like cursive across the surface of my frame. In the solace of my lonesome, my eyes were carried by the direction of the wind. A single blossoming lotus became the muse for my euphoria. My focus weaving in and out as my center intuitively throbbed and squeezed and throbbed. And squeezed, I was bewitched by sacred geometry as perfect petals unfurled to a complete opening, and my legs followed suit, the sweetness of my overflow moving through my body at a tender pace, like blackstrap molasses pours from amber glass. Eruption, 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 eruption. And that's it.
Okay. Well, anybody have any commentary for Venus piece? Very
clearly,
intense.
Clearly, nature is in charge of this sex game. Damn, that was hot.
It's like let me you feel it more than you can hear it. Like, damn, I'm sitting here like, okay, all right. I just felt it.
Thank y'all so much.
I've seen two people fucking in tall grass by the water.
Yo, I'm like, are they fucking over there? I'm gonna go look.
Yes.
Let me ask the fellas real quick. Gentlemen, how did that poem feel to you? What was the texture of that poem? Texture.
That's Driven. Such a sexy question.
I gotta ask the fellas because I just want to make sure I'm not alone in my feelings about this punk piece.
you got my name?
Yeah, Trippy. I was gonna ask you.
Hold on, I had to wipe the lotion off my hands. But you said.
I personally had my cold press, but
let me go get some press something to press cold. All right, I'll be back.
He just wants to finish. Don't let him go.
Right.
Props issues and concerns. All right. So, matter of fact, let me ask Walker the Erotica. Walker the Erotica, how was the text of that poem, sir?
He put lotion on his tongue. Listen.
You know what? Let's move forward because time is moving real quick, and then we gonna get this in real fast in a hurry. So we make sure we get everybody in here. So, Godiva, Chocolate Thunder, Yoshi, are you ready?
I am ready.
Well, come on, one time for the one time. And,
this is called Sex Sensitiva. I want to get high with you, talk about our goals and dreams as I get off you. You are my drug of choice to vibe out to, see. I'm just trying to turn you from a dream into a pleasant memory, but right now, you're just my reoccurring fantasy. I want to get high with you. Straddle your lap as you rub on my ass, rolling my hips as I roll up a blunt or two. Tell me how I'm being a good girl for daddy, distracting me with that devilish look in your eyes, because you already know what I'm about to do. Sit back, relax, while I get in position to worship you. As you inhale, I'll kiss and lick the tip. When you exhale, I'll get a nice grip. Inhale again, and I'll inhale you. If you cough, I'll choke. You can hold my head down while I gag and slurp. I know you like it nasty, so I don't mind putting in work until you've had enough. Say fuck the rest of that blunt, because there's another hole that you want to get into. I want to get high with you as we change positions so you can get a taste of what you've been missing. This oasis of libation to coat your throat, curing any minor irritations. I know it's addictive, but I beg you to stop because I want all of you. Kiss me soft like a teddy, then tell me to get on all fours. Don't fuck me like a dog, barehandle me like I'm your whore. Ask me whose pussy this is, and I'll say it's yours. You'll grunt and growl, and I'll get my wish to get high off you.
I don't even think my blunt can get me that high. Like, I put it down.
I don't know. Do we have any comments for Yoshi on that brilliantly filthy piece? You know, get high. I'm just keep throwing bells on it because I liked it.
I don't even get high, but that's self-healing to me.
It feels like it. It's nice. All right. Well, shit. Yoshi. Let me give you some of this too. For everybody, for all our features this season that came out and made us all horny. So it's just going to be a little bit worse than the last thing. So, yeah. When'd you write that one? Yoshi?
It's been a couple minutes, I think. You've heard it before.
I don't know. It sounds different. I feel like you're going to do bad things.
I don't do bad things. I'm innocent.
Lies. All right. So this is what we're going to do for everybody else in line. We're going to rock straight out. We're going to go straight out because we're running very fastly out of time, and I want to make sure that we get to the round. So we kind of going to do this in a speedy type of way. I'm going to call your name, be ready to spit. Let's go. All right. Please be mindful of the piece, how long you're doing it for. We got a lot of people in the queue, so we're going to go straight through, and then we're going to loop back around to our features this evening. So we're going to start with Lisa Lips. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The mic is yours.
All right, so this is part two of what I did in the last drip show. This one's called Delivery Time. I woke up in an unfamiliar room with a head full of dark curls resting on my stomach. I fantasized this day for a million times over in the last year, but never thought it would actually happen. I was making my deliveries as usual, but this one box had to wait till last. You see, I've been going there for every Thursday for over a year now, and that one shorty seems to always know I'm coming. 5'3" and thicker than molasses with a complexion like fresh churned butter. She knows I look for her when I make my stop, but she has no real idea how much I truly want her. I'm running a little late today, and I might not even make it on time, but I'm determined to make her my last stop, because today I'm hoping to make my move. The office seems darker than usual as I pull into the lot. Almost 5 o'clock, so folks are leaving for the day. I rush the door with little more than 5 minutes to spare, and there she is. Her white button-down and black skirt look both professional and hot. But all I can do is watch that spot just above the first button fastened at her cleavage. Her full breasts and white lace bra show slightly, and I'm fighting the desire to grab her. I hand her the package and the clipboard, and she steps between me and the counter. I look around to see that she's here alone, and this could finally be my chance. She reaches the clipboard back to me, and I deliberately touch her hand, and she quivers at my touch. I know I got to do something, and now, before I even realize it, I'm kissing her, and she's completely open to me. She tastes like strawberries and champagne, and before I can stop myself, I lift her to the counter, pulling her skirt around her waist as I do. She opens her legs to me and pulled me in closer, and I instinctually reached between. The fine barrier of red silk is no match for my desire, so I rip her panties in two, unzip my pants, and plunge myself inside her. She feels like hot satin, and pleasure moans escape me. Snaking her arms around my neck, she inches closer to let me all in, and I can hardly believe this is real. And before I can even adjust my stroke, she drowns me in her juices as if she's been waiting for me to do this for a lifetime. Her release makes my knees weak as she bites down on my shoulder to muffle her screams. I can't imagine it being over so quick, so I pick her up, still plunged inside her, and I carry her to the lounge. In the dim glow of the soda machine, I lay her on the floor, and my only desire now is to taste her. I spread her legs to reveal her treasure, and I find a tiny silver ring I hadn't noticed before in my frenzy. And suddenly, I'm rock hard all over again. But first,
I need to kiss it. Her scent is intoxicating, and as I get closer, my tongue reaches out to her pleasure mound. The taste is like warm caramel. I bury my head as she fills my mouth with her sweetness, tiny hand rubbing my bald head and driving me insane. Her elixir is intoxicating, and I can hardly get enough, but my body is screaming out for more. I rise to my knees, not even realizing I've been stroking it all along, but she had a new plan in mind. One fluid move, and my head was in her mouth, and God help me, it's the best I've ever had. She takes me to the back of her throat and rolls the head around her tongue, and I realize I'm about to lose it. Coaxing me to let it go as her brown eyes look into mine, I feel her hands milking my balls and I can't hold it back anymore. I come harder than I ever have before in my life as I cry out of pleasure and I can see my manga running from the corner of her mouth. The look of total satisfaction on her face tells me she knew exactly what she was doing to me. I fall back against the sofa as she curls herself on my lap, my fingers entwined in her hair as we drift off to the drunken pleasures of sleep. It's hours later now, and I've got a lot of explaining to do to my boss for why it took me so long to get back, and to my girl, because I can't stay there now. I finally tasted my dream. And now, I can never let her go. I'm Lips, and you've just been serving.
With the one time for the one time, we're going to go straight from you to, we're going to go straight from you to La Perla Negra.
All right. This is called Energy Invades. This energy has got me sitting here in front of the mirror, loving myself. Robe just below my shoulders, listening to the conversation between my soul and my reflection. Telling me that great sex doesn't always have to happen in the bedroom, and in this case, this is just pure energy. Let me show you. Just close your eyes and see him standing there, watching, longing to taste beautiful, delicious you. I let the robe fall to the floor. Pick your favorite finger to play with you with in that warm, juicy mouth and get it nice and wet. I lay back, spread your legs, pull it out, and slide it right up inside. Fuck yourself. Give it a little twist and pull it out. And gently rub that pussy juice all around your nipple. Breathe in deep and slow and enjoy the sensation and trickles of tickling. Don't touch your pussy again. She belongs to him. Now lift that nipple to your mouth and flick it with the tip of your tongue. Suck on it. Tastes good, don't it? All right. It's time now. He's been waiting to taste you. Here he comes. And you ain't got to do nothing but lay back and feel his energy sliding in between, kissing the soft inner spaces until his lips meet hers. Go ahead. Show him your soul when he looks up at you just before he begins to write his chapter in your story right between those thighs and all around those lips. This won't take him long. You start with the softest licks on your clit and gentle pulls of sucking and rotations of circles around the tip. Rise energy as he locks your legs with his arms and you allow him to lick and suck and drink until your moans of your soul sound like his name. And I said peace.
I'm going to say fuck. That's quick. No better. We're going to bring in the she comes to me as a rare epiphany.
Don Yale compromised me. I'm just going to say that right there. Between her and Lisa, I ain't going to make it. Okay. Let me get my life together real quick. Let go.
Do I ever do? Do I love you?
It's getting late. The hour is far spent. Smiles, laughter went deep into the embrace of midnight, and words disappear like sleight of hand. But communication expands, spreads from lips to eyes, and I try to act demure, like a proper lady, though my irises reflect, lay me down. The only sound, our breath, like sigh begging to become moan. We are alone in this room, planted as friends, soon to be bloomed as lovers. Fingers and lips and tongue will discover taste and touch, so much ado about everything. The scent of peaches will cling to your skin. The ache of your name will cling to an echo in my throat. We will know the depth and breadth of magic tonight. Relish in the delights of this wonderland of new when we do what lovers do. Do what lovers do. Do what lovers do. Do what lovers do.
Oh, shit. I forgot where I was at. I forgot where I was at for a second. That's some shit. Drippy, come save the day. Drippy, I'm compromised. You got to come in here and save the day, Drippy. Come on. You got to come. These ladies is doing some things to us, bro. I know. I got the bomb and walking erotica, but you know what I'm saying. I need to come and captain this, bro, because they're making it bad for us. They're making it bad. Well, they're making it hard for. You know what? Strictly, can you got something?
you know I'm not a poet though, right?
Listen. I don't give a care what you do.
I got you. Let go, Drippy. All right.
I want to throw the words up in the air and make it rain.
let me first start off by saying,
stop that.
See.
I have sipped on the scent of your fragrance, inhaled the alluring smells that you bathe in, but you somehow proclaim that I'm to blame for wanting to be next to your nakedness, excavating your mounds of ecstasy until your foundation is deep dug by my penetration. See, I'll build towers of orgasms floor by floor, offering no counterbalance. So whenever you feel my breath, they will sway in the dangers of collapsing until one day I'll remove the right piece liking to jingle your towers, falling all over my woods, releasing your release, living in the excitement and disappointment of having to start again. See, what I need for you to understand is that I am your pleasure's engineer, ready to rebuild your waterfall of wetness, becoming the floating gardens of your Babylon, putting your flowers on display through a sundress and the last light of our first night. And I'll step to sleep eternally in the hold of your folds. And this is how I explain what being in your presence has exposed. Okay.
See, okay, I was stuck at the growl.
That definitely happened. That definitely went down. I'm gonna go over here to Angel Kim. Angel Kim, are you there?
I am here.
Are you rich?
Sure, I'm ready. He put me at an unfair disadvantage, but yeah.
That's okay. That's okay. No, because you know, walking erotica is coming, so be prepared. You know.
Let me go before walking erotica. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Take your panties off. You know, that's Mr. Shutdown. We already know. So, good luck.
I'm not wearing any panties. I already know. So, okay. But anyway, here we go. Masterpiece.
All right. Go ahead.
I mean, I was prepared ahead of time. You know, why wear them when I know what's going to happen during this show? You know, I'm just saying. Anyway. Kiss me. Kiss the dark places in me that no one else is allowed to touch. Let your hands curiously wander, wetting my palate of desire. Mouth watering as we watch the steam kettle off our tongues, whistling, boiling over. Our heated bodies wanting to understand the potency of our desires. And we wonder as we wander, wading through this bliss of euphoria that we've captured. You watching my toes curl with the excitement of your kisses trailing down my body and touches, rush sensations of adrenaline into my blood system until I'm intoxicated and drunk off you. Lick me. I give you permission because I'm completely yours. This blank page awaits your first lyrical note of you to subscribe with your tongue. You are the keyboardist who has mastered the stroke to have me sing a beautiful euphoria just for you. You know the one, your favorite, the one that's soft but powerful as the strokes of your hands. And your tongue caused me to prune like no other, marveling in my breath and how it hitches and catches as I try to find air while you are mesmerizing and soaring me into galaxies unknown, leaving me softly moaning as we bridge our bodies into one. Look at me. Let me see the depths of your soul and your desires as we make love. Now it's my time to orchestrate our musical masterpiece as I seek your sensuous hot liquid with my fevered tongue, craving to feel you glide between my delicate lips just for your pleasure. Silently starving, take me. feed me. Let me feel your girth stretching the walls of my mouth as you flood me. Let me devour every inch of you, wanting to swallow all of you as I feel you come down my throat, your hands gripping around my neck, me loving every stroke as the lyrics of your chorus partake pleasure in strumming the right rhythm until your final climax. Embrace me. Hold me tight as we meld and entwine in the final stanza of this soliloquy of passion as we join in a perfect harmony before one last crescendo. You gently fingering me in all the secret places as I'm gravitating to your temple. We blend our melodies together, perfectly singing the most beautiful harmony of love's passion. As our moans fill the room one last time, releasing the animals within, then putting them to rest.
What's that about the animals?
It's a girth in the mouth for me.
And I could handle it too.
It sounds like that little Bradley at home with that donkey.
Oof. I'm gonna mute myself. I feel like howling.
Oh, well, he got hit.
I know.
No.
But Jim says things that aren't right. Like, they'll say something and then they'll be like, "Well, no, he told me that," and it's like, "Did he?" Like, he'll say, like, he would sit there, he would tell me something that Deja might say, but I know she didn't say it, but he'll be like, no, she said that. Like, he lies. He's a fibberer.
Mojave, you on mute.
How do I keep doing this shit? I was compromised. I was fucked up. I was talking my little life out, too. I was talking my life out. I was talking. I was like, blah, 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 blah. I was like, damn, I forgot. Shit, what the hell? All right, so I know Jared's in here somewhere. I didn't know if Jared was raising his hand or nothing, because I see you, Jared. I see you.
Let's go, Sundiata.
All right, that's what I was talking about. Now, listen, you gonna go out in this piece, man? What you doing, man?
I got to go right now, bro. Yeah,
now,
can I get the question or that part done?
Nah. We just listen. I just need you to come through. You know. Ghost wide the whip.
Poetry.
Just go wide the whip. The mic is yours.
Okay. All right. This the last piece. I'm probably gonna delete this piece tonight. So, yeah. All right. Diary entry 69. She finally said yes, and I froze. But my maiden is really cool, and she took me by the hand and greedily and sloppily started sucking my fingers, glazing them, and told me to hold my fingers like this, move them in and out like that, and encouraged me by saying, "You're doing fine," till her voice starts to tremble from the tremors. I was honored and taken aback by her gentleness, her patience. Her joy was infectious. And then suddenly she stopped breathing, stammering the words, "Not yet." And she slowly pulled herself back from the precipice. I cried and sighed, because I thought this time I might lose her prematurely. With a voice in the throes of death, she says, "Put the head in." Can I do this? My hormones blazing with that energy visibly pulsating. Did my ears deceive me? Why am I ruminating? And then once again, "Please, can I have just the head?" Her plea poured cement into my stalk, and with softness in my voice, I agreed sheepishly. And I brought my sizable member to bear in all of its glory, throbbing and slobbering at the mouth. But you see, my maiden sees the problem before it can even bloom, and she quenches the young fire by quickly giving it a skillful pop of her tongue and lips in one hard slurp. My rod awaited her orders in defiant submission as my member kicked and jeered and spat spittle because of her whims, coating her clit in my slick wit, making her moan as she dipped the tip of my potum into her opening, as her opening began to suck and nibble, covering my helmet with spastic, giggling kisses. And our mouths also found joy in each other's intimate taste, stimulating my pre-dribbles drools to spew, forming a vaginal and pre-cum pool. I laugh when fools say only fools fall in love with natural lube. But like glass, we are nothing if not smooth. Because to slide naturally, to slide fully, two must be in harmony in mind and body. So we start to grind. I ask her to rock and sway with me. Now we beam front to back, starting to move like two waves together, like two waves covered in the ocean, looking for a shore to crash. Then I ask her, now slowly, baby, roll with me, and trust that this is no trickery. Your line I respect, the head is the boundary, but I'm still pumping like a piston in a foundry, causing her canal to ache for the shaft of me. As I feel you start to cheek down the neck of my meat, in a slow whine to pop the cork, you grind that ass finer than confectioner's sugar. Baby, are you ready to climb and lose your mind as I blurry bury this truncheon balls deep in you from behind? And just like a thief, you roll your hips deep into me and the tired length of my pole-vault pole and instantly takes your breath away. Talking gets replaced by shrills and shrieks and primal admissions, and then you go all silent as you hear the ticking of a giant clock inside of you, as you hear the picking of a lock deep inside of you, while you silently leap from peak to peak, because in the valleys there is no more petite. So you must glide, stretch and strive over the mountain tops with all that you have so that you can die just a little. When the crest of the waves move closer together till we gain synchronicity and you explode. And reality splits into a kaleidoscope of colors. And that's when I start to fuck. Long, deep, and slow, like playing an oboe, I'm coming to join you. As your nerve system fries in overload, knocking your language offline, meanwhile my pressure is at critical. My reckoning is plowing from the supreme angle, and your erratic kegels drive my meat deeper into your body. Balls are slapping off the engorged labia and clit as your glove twists and tugs is giving me spastic grips and releases. And I spray and gush my seed, flooding your passage with me. And I stay with the package, leaving my willow inside of your basket till I simply fall limp and slide out of you. Damn near it, death. Us like dogs, panting, ears tinkling, dancing as we lay kissing and laughing. up your asshole. Boom.
Dead,
did
huh?
you wake up and choose violence?
Did you just choose violence? Did you just choose violence? That's all I want to know. I ain't never heard. He chose violence. This is some violence. Listen, it's violence. It's violence. I wasn't prepared. I wasn't ready. I've never heard him like this before.
I wasn't prepared either.
Trigger
warning.
I'm going to make some apologies. I didn't know he chose violence. And he just came in here super filthy and shit, and he was slinging his dick around. Would come on, it is terrible. It went everywhere. I know we's behind the glass, but ladies, if y'all got wet, I'm sorry. You know, it's just not gonna be. It's just gonna get worse. It's gonna get worse. Wait a second. Let me make sure that look through and see everything. All right. Because I'm going to go get Paul Cram right now. So and then it's going to be Paul Cram me. And then we're going to give it to Mr. Shut It Down. So if you're listening within the sound of my voice, right, we have a certain amount of minutes left. I know it's serious because my laptop is hot. And I went from 38 to 19 in that one poem because Jared King just did some. Listen, I wasn't ready. I'm telling you right now. Like, you know what? He is also going to be the feature for Fly Speak next month. So we're just in for some shit because I know he's just been doing some stuff and he's been breathing. He was breathing. Ladies, did you hear him breathing on the mic? Did you hear that?
He said he was going to delete that. I need you to hold on to that and send me a private reading or something.
Wait a minute. It's just the style. It's just the style.
You're
a filthy
motherfucker. Just admit it.
Who's telling the truth?
We like it.
Nigga, you
were dirty. We liked it. It was okay. It was filthy. It was absolutely. Breathing is. Yeah, whole. Just a whole. Matter of fact, Paul Cram.
What's up, man?
Parker, I know you ain't gonna make it no better, but this is just what's gonna happen. I don't understand because you know the ladies came in here, had it all compromised and stuff, and it's only right that the fellas come through and do what they do. So, Parker, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, the mic is yours.
Excuse me. There is absolutely no reason for me to beat around the bush until later on in this situation. Until then, I would just be blunt. I need you to understand that I am hungry and I need you to satisfy cravings that grows in me each and every time I lay eyes on you. No, sweetheart, I appreciate the gesture. But put away those pots and pans because there is no need. You see, I have a unique appetite and what I am craving is you. So unwrap yourself. And lie down on the dining room table because that's where special meals are supposed to be eaten. Crack your legs open like Dungeness as I enjoy the taste of sweet marinade you produce, sending my tongue into a frenzy, trying not to miss a single drop. Feed me. Grip the back of my locks and hold my face in place as you rotate your hips and making your clit rub across the tip of my tongue as I continue to taste your essence. Roll over and slowly sit down on my face so that my lips and your lips can again meet in a modified French kiss situation. Grip the side of the table and ride my tongue as if it is your only means of transportation. Treating my taste buds like DoorDash, delivering hot and ready Yanni to its proper destination as I continue to devour that sweet juice produced from your Yanni stimulation. The taste of you sit on my lips as the rest of you drip from my goatee. My hunger has been satisfied for now. In peace.
Mm-hmm.
behave.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I didn't get off the page yet. I was still sitting there. I'm sorry.
He said, crack your legs open like dunginess. I'm done. I'm gone.
Well, yeah, Venus, how you feel? Venus, I want to ask Venus because, you know, Venus, how you feel?
Oh, my goodness. I've been enjoying everything this whole time. I like to just sit in silence and take everything in. Y'all all are so, so amazing.
Yeah. I mean, well, you know, wait till you see the finisher. The finisher. All right, let me hop in here and be goofy real quick. Cook fast in a hurry. Get out the way. Hold on for a second. I thank the Pearl and Negro for finding this song that I got to remix. So here we go. This song is just too loud. It's too loud.
Can barely hear it. Yeah.
Okay. Is it too loud? Oh, I know that's part of the song. I got you. All right. Is it too loud?
Mm-mm.
It's too loud?
No.
No.
All right.
I'm still kind of low, huh? All
right. Better? Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Please show me. Let our speech speak phrases, Latin and deep intelligences, wit, culture, music, and depending on how you use it, the strength of our wavelength is how we connect. Our cross-state Wi-Fi is so fly. It's how many bars we keep, and I can hear you smile and how my heart beats. Remember, it's plush and lust to our love and lust, because this is not fantasy. It's a must. My thunder and lightning calling Shango while our sensual imagination brings the rain, while our passions tango. You are sweet like tropical mango, and I would love to fill my mouth with your fantasy. I want to lick your scented skin, cuss your breath, explore your peaks with a gentle ferocity, allow my pressure of my mouth to cement the hardness of your nipples. Slit my ugly hue thickness, parting your seas into the mouth of your harbor. With fervent ardor, taste as I will, the moment stand still and waits me to clean you up. Like take my time is what I will do. A plate, no, state of fashion is not fashion you to a good screw. Testing and teasing the pearl, equal parts of wet with you for my lips, so I can feel the intensity of your writhing hips. And if I rubbed the head of my dick upon your clits until it became thick with your desire becoming ravenous with your mind, you know I speak caveman. My language becomes unga-bunga as we speak in grunt and groan, so I need you to eye fuck me intently till we kiss gently. You know how we do. I want to make this moment smash, cast my memory to death of your lips, gloves, strawberry tonight, also marry the full body of effort as our sport, as our bodies and our faces contort. I just want to taste you. Let me taste you. Then fuck you. This stray thought will bring about my arousal, makes my dick hard, makes me miss you, makes me remember your silky smooth wetness. How your moan shapes my arousal. How you impale yourself steadily deeper to make your rivers flow. My low, ruddle brows and groans match your moans as you slide through, slides up cups of passion overflow. You know you got me, tease. And how I'm hips,
meet your ass, a class, a pleasing pleasure, how it speaks passion and connection. This I am King Cologne versus the pool of sweat dancing down your forehead and thighs. And when you call my name and ask me for more impact, it's my slaps on your ass to reply to your slabs with your wetness strips for your yoni and reverbs from your clits. It's how you align my spine and God's design purpose while I delve into a nerve ending, sending electrical impulses in the surface. Let us fuck all out, exert till we expose orgasms, alert your squirt. It's just like gunpowder. It's power. Our potential sex. It's fireworks.
Peace.
I'm gonna call you on the phone. So good.
Ring the bell.
I need my.
What a damn bell.
I'll
send to my old mind and my own self business, and here comes Javi with this gift. God damn it.
He was speaking crazy, man. I was like, okay, you guys are me, Jane. Hey.
He said, Uncle Bongo.
Look, I had to get in here before Walking Around. You know, because when Walking Around comes to you, you know, you lay his waste to everything, you know. You're like, you know.
I'm trying to act like we're not talking to you.
I'm in the dungeon.
Hell, you talking about, man? I'm out the way.
I'm just gonna call. You know, think of me as Silver Surfer. That's Galactus. He's just gonna come and eat the world. You know.
You got the water in there.
You know. But before we get into that, all right, we got somebody special who just came in the building. We're going to give a warm round of applause. She just made it back from the legendary class of WIN 22. I give you Lady Zaki.
Zaki!
Was good.
Hello.
Hey, darling.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Oh, much better now. My Zaki is here.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. It's good to hear everybody.
It was good. We don't want to put the pressure on you, though, but you know, I'm going to ask you anyway. Did you bring a piece with you?
Come on, now. Even though I just made it to the house, I'm just going to do something, of course, that some of y'all don't heard before.
Well, there ain't nobody heard
before.
I'll do
it
all
in real quick.
Run that shit, Zaki.
Hold on, I'm giving everybody their stuff. That's Deja. That was too cool. All right. Okay. Hold on, let me make a little bit. Move, y'all, move. I'm trying to get in here so I can do what I need to do. Okay. Hello?
Let go.
Okay. Here we go. Slowly, tease me, make me want what you have, give me all I just don't want have, deposit my carcass on top of jet black sand, blaze in my thighs with your soft manly hands, come nibble at my soul as I ejaculate your name, tell me what I have, is it pleasant to this game? Extol my essence as I amplify my mind. I can feel your aptitude press up against me from behind. your hair is like satin up against my frame. I'm an animal, and I need to be tamed. Caress my pearl or falls from your tasteful lips. Pull me close while you place your hands up on my hips. Climb inside. Touch the stem of my earth. Make my entire soul give birth. Give me proclivity. In return, I give you all of me. I will not extenuate for the way that you may recombine and intensify my desire for you. Intoxicating is how I feel, just by looking or even thinking of you. Subdue me with every inch of who you are. Instigate the passion that lies beneath the midnight star. Don't be afraid. This is just a typical way for me to expose my obligation to you. I perceive my zest for ecstasy and the things that I will do. Only, if you will, deposit my carcass, blaze in my thighs, nibble at my soul. Give me what is give me what is pleasant to this game. Your tongue, my pearl, your tongue. You climb, I'm sprung. If you do not understand what this might be, this is just a sensual way of saying, fuck me. The end.
Sensual fucking ass?
Yeah, I hear the word. If I hear the word pearl one more time with a tongue in it, I'm about to lose my soul.
Somebody called your name. Pearl. Pearl Allegra. She said, just that finish. Pearl.
Say, when you said ejaculate my name, I just kind of, I went off someplace.
Right.
I went off someplace.
Yeah, that
gone.
Did it for me, too.
I was over there.
You know, that's how it be.
Yeah.
You know, they don't ejaculate your name after you done, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what? Welcome back. Welcome back. Oh, you know. I got this poem, dude. I can't. Where Drippy at? Drippy, you ain't even say nothing, man. Listen. This is bad.
He's stuck. He over there stuck.
He's stuck. Listen, I'm just saying, dude. The blood has completely moved from my, I'm lightheaded. It's in my nether regions. It's not good. I don't know. I'm afraid to stand up. I might keep up.
See your back.
I want some feedback.
Nah, hey. It's like some. No.
Yeah.
Really
question. If you use vegetable oil to jack off, does that make it healthy? Never mind. I'm gonna...
Well, I think it's more like olive oil.
I'm so
like olive oil.
Coconut oil.
Avocado oil is better.
Avocado oil has a high temperature, so the friction,
yep.
You know.
I thought it was castor oil.
Oh yeah, I'm just sucking it.
He's trying to catch on fire.
Hey, I don't want to use avocado oil because it had a big nut. Let me stop. I'm going to quit.
You know what? I love it. Yeah.
Welcome back, Zaki. Welcome back. Just, you know, all kinds of butt crunching going on. It's nice.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I love it. No, I did. I missed y'all. I did. But, you know, things happen in this world.
Life. We understand that. Let me check back in. Let me check it back in with the features before you know, we let, you know, Mr. Shut 'em Down, the finisher, Mr. Yes Love, Mr. Bitch, you better come in here and, you know, we gonna get the water shoes out, you know, get everything else going. But let me check back in. So Yoshi, you haven't met Zaki yet, right?
I have not.
Okay, because she's from Win 22, and so she was around when y'all
came. That's my bitch. Respectfully.
Yeah. Right. So we're gonna go make sure that you catch up. We're gonna have a nice little gather, so she can meet all the new people. Cause you know, cause she's like, who are these new people? She's like, Papa, who are these people? I'm like, I sure did.
I ain't gonna lie. I did say that. I sure did today. I said, who the hell is all these people? I don't know nobody.
But luckily, Win 22 is firmly ensconced into the trip. Now, going to the features. So Sweet and Deep Poetry and I'm sorry, Venus. How y'all feeling about being in this environment? Is it good for you? Did it work out for you?
I love it here.
How about you, Venus?
It's amazing. Oh, my gosh, it's 11:11. It's amazing. I love it. It's so tantalizing.
This is the way she says things. I'm starting to think. It's the way you say certain things. All right. So I'm going to give you the finisher, Mr. Bitch You Better, Mr. Yes Lord himself, Walking Erotica. Walking Erotica, are you ready?
You know I am, sir. Let's get busy.
Mike is yours, bro. Hold your jaws. Ladies, hold your pants. Hold your pants.
I just took everything off. There ain't no need.
Thank you, Liv. The piece I'm going to do tonight is called The Pleasure. I am the pleasure. I am your pleasure. See, nothing to prove to you or get you to see that I'm better than the next man, baby. I just love making women come over and over and over. I do. It makes my dick water. You're right. I'm able to push you past your boundaries of imaginations, and I must do this because it takes a certain caliber of entity and power to be in the God's arena. It feeds me divinely to break down your limited mental barriers, captivate your consciousness, and free the power of your pussy's pleasures. And to connect my intellect to your mind, send scorching lava through your veins and let it infect and wash over the goddess in you. Just relax. It's okay. Let a real nigga serve you. See, you used to the one and done, the turnover and sleeps and the dipping out when he go to the bathroom. But see, when you find out that this idiomatic dick and mouth turn jackpots out of your treasure box, you all of a sudden you scared now. Got you afraid of falling in love with a familiar stranger. Transform your whole reality to take you where you need to be. That's inside your pussy's reconfigured paradise for me. Your legs spread, I'm balls deep. I gush through your satisfaction and extract your ecstasy. Your light and your darkness appreciate the resiliency I display to seek this, dig and find you. And see, this is why your spirit obeys me. So much so that it drains me of my nostalgia and finger fucks itself to impregnate its next lifetime continuum because it doesn't want to exist without me. We swim together in the land of thoughtless, connecting our sensations with our fetishes, our intellect with our arousal, and our orgasmic peaks with the power of me. See, I'm a different motherfucker. And this affords me the luxury of throat chokes, painful pounding, meaningful, nice, nasty shit talking, hours of slow stroking, forced multiple orgasms, and all of those bitch you betters. The perfect recipe for some of your first-time experiences, thorough satisfactions, and you can't be given forever, dick, if you don't plan on being around forever, nigga. Like, you better tread lightly type of shit. You're welcome in advance. The experience that I am is drenched in priceless privilege, passing by the gods and hells the taste of heavenly honey and the blood of the devilish deep. The inexpressible line and you walk between the voluptuous pleasure your pussy enjoys and the sanity that you have left, baby. I just ask that you choose your fate wisely when the time comes for me to engulf you. Because I plan to drink you like the life fountain that you have been designed to be. And I don't even need ejaculation. Just your satisfaction, your singing orgasms, and your snoring. And to be clear, the hunger of my beasts and demons are already sitting at next time doorstep waiting on that, you want to come through? Text to hit my phone. Fuck yeah, I do. Let me grab my dick, my mouth, and my gentleman's ambition. And I'll be on the way. Peace.
I'm bitch, you better. Ooh.
Minute.
Listen, I just saw my soul leave out through the ceiling looking back at me like, bitch, move, get out the way.
And that address is 903 Chamber Street, Moreland 6. Listen, go on and pull up.
I don't know if you know exactly what you asked me for, because I don't know if you know, but listen, I'll be trying to warn people. look, there's no shit talking in what he says. Actually, in the drip, there's no shit talking.
I'm just going to say, bitch, you better. That's it. Bitch, you better.
Stand for it.
Look, I believe fair warning is an equal opportunity for people to make sure that they understand, get your affairs in order, because if he goes over there, you ain't going to be the same. I'm just going to look at you, I'll be like, I told you. Listen, that's, you not for play. Better know what you're doing.
Not at all.
You better know what you're doing. That's all I'm going to tell you. You better know what you're doing.
There's nothing wrong with change.
I'm just saying.
I'm just going to sit over here and cook, and I'll feed y'all to give y'all strength. Amen. Because you're going to need it.
Amen.
It's just really scary how many people on this call actually know exactly what we're talking about. We're all like, you better know what you're doing. Yo, I'm dead. I'm sorry, Walking the Rocket. We're just trying to warn people. We're just trying to let them know.
We try, man, but even when I give a warning, it still ain't enough.
I know. It's bad. It's bad. But, you know.
I don't mind being faithful to the one I'm cheating with. It's okay.
You just got to take better volunteers.
Yo, I'm just dead. Zaki, you feel home yet?
I love that.
You feel at home?
You say what?
I said, you just noticed that you ain't missed no beats. You just operate double Dutch style. It was good, you know. It's good stuff. Adrena came in here. Adrena, can you talk? I know you're sick. Adrena, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I went in here. I don't even know where I came over here.
I took you off mute, but I was like, you know, I think you say something to the people. Because we all know you're sick and everything.
Hey, babies. How y'all doing? Hey, everybody.
Hey, Adrena.
Hey,
Adrena. Hey, Adrena. Do I need to come make you some soup?
Oh, please, would you? I just want to lay on your bosom and you spoon feed me soup. That would be the perfect life right now.
Yeah.
Lay on her bosom.
I'm going to book my flight real quick.
I just want to watch. But Rhea, bring that box to people on the thing with you. You go bop somebody. You make sure you bop the fuck out that person. Never mind. Sidebar. Sidebar. Never mind what I was talking about. Talk nonsense right now. And Zaki, this is Edwina. Edwina meets Zaki. You know, Edwina is brand new heavies, but she's from the budget class of Winter, too.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
All right, so
same here. It's nice to meet everybody that I do not know. Hello.
Okay. Yes, were you the one that lied about you cheating with your boyfriend? What was that line about? Was that you, Zaki, that said mind being faithful to the one you cheating on your boyfriend with? Who said that? I lost it.
That was me. That was sweet.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. I can put the,
why are you
the
saying like that? Like, oh, it was sweet. Figured.
Look, I had to put the name with the, I mean, the booty with the, I mean, the name with the face. I had to remember that. I had to put it all together, put all the pieces, all the perfect pieces into order.
I'm just saying. I
remember you, Zarley.
You had that caboose. That is
I am dead. Y'all are funny.
Large caboose. Yeah. Like, it's very, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If there was ever a nominee for Mrs. Yes, Lord, that wagon right there, boy.
The wagon that she's dragging.
That's their wagon right there, boy.
That is a wagon.
Wagon.
Dragging it.
The wagon.
That's a nice one. It's nice, too. Like,
that's a nice bold.
I love medicine.
but also, Venus is in here too. Venus is in here, you know.
All the lovelies from New York is in the building. It's nice to hear everybody.
Mm-hmm. So that being said. And I was told, my number is being pulled. It is a school night. I am so sorry. But that being said, for some housekeeping items, we know, for the next thing, tomorrow, is the Divas of Epiphany. They're on at 9 p.m. That includes Lisa Lips, of course, La Pearl La Negra, Essentially Zanice and Lady A. I don't know what's going on. Can y'all tell us what's happening tomorrow at 9 o'clock?
I haven't come up with anything yet. I'm just gonna have to wait till tomorrow or maybe later on tonight I'll post it. But I ain't come up with nothing. But y'all gonna like it. Come on through. To Epiphany. Same bathroom.
I don't know if they get down the back on. Is Mahogany Soul Jukebox, is that this Friday? Jukebox is this?
No. Yes, it is this Friday. I will be in the building. I hope to see you all there, 9 p.m.
Oh, hopefully. fully recovered, hopefully. And then Saturday, Jeff Jay, you here? Yo, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm going to be trying to figure out how I'm not on Clubhouse.
Listen, don't nobody know what the fuck is going on. Like, hey, you want millions of dollars. Yeah, let's do this update and fuck everybody up. Hey, that's good.
I got Mr. AJ Wan coming through this Saturday, man. We're going to get down to some of the more basic components that went ahead and made this guy who he is, man. We've done a couple of dens with him, man, found some really interesting things about the guy and everything, man. We're about to go ahead and do that big. And then the very next day, we're going to have Fabi at the Small House of Poetry over there on Clubhouse. She is going to kill that. You can count that one dead.
And we are most certainly familiar with AJ1. We are most certainly familiar with that. Absolutely.
So, AJ1 will be next Saturday at 8 o'clock Central. Come by and check us out, 9 o'clock Eastern. It's going to be a wang doodle.
Okay, that's up. And then this Sunday, I believe, because I don't think that I'm around this Sunday, because I think I'm going to be someplace else. But, I think I'll be someplace else on Sunday. But I do know it's supposed to be the Right Cry release room, but don't quote me on it. I got to look to see what that is. And then Monday, it's Gospel Drip, which will be going down basically on Clubhouse, I believe. So check that out. It's good news poetry. There will be no erotica or anything else like that. That stuff is happening for that particular. It's going to be really dope and real fly. They got some things planned. It's going to be super dope shit. And then the 30th in Atlanta at Artistry Live Decatur will be Central Saturdays. The Drip will be in the building, of course, but it is hosted by our very own headmistress, the general known as Jason Long, of course, and featuring our very own soul snatching, soul singing.
I'll be there.
Delphi. Noise bringing.
I think we need to add pot slinging to that, too.
Pot slinging, yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
I was going to see titty bringing, but I might get in trouble for that. But actually,
it's the same thing, Hobby, huh? Because in the country we call people who can cut, we say they are slanging titties. I do it literally and figuratively.
Mm. Oh, then you are most certainly a titty slinger. By far, best salmon in the world. Banana pudding, salmon dip having, baked chicken, everything. You know what? Yeah. I'm in. Anytime she cooks, I'm going to just be there. I probably ain't going to talk to you while she's cooking. We apologize to all the people who didn't get salmon dip while we were there. And she had to make another one just for Lisa Lichten because me and Drippy killed it. We're sorry about that. We forgive us, but we don't do it again if she does it. But she is the feature along with our very own Mr. Walking Erotica, Mr. Bitch Better, Mr. Yes Lord, the Shutdown, the Finisher, Mr. Billy Badass himself. It's going to be some dope shit. Check it out. It's going to be fucking amazing. If you happen to be in the ATL area or surrounding states, bring your ass. It's going to be good stuff. But we are not responsible for people being pregnant. I'm just going to tell you right now, wrap it up. Do something different.
Bring your ass. And I'll rub.
Yeah. What he said. And I'll be on the lookout.
Tomorrow.
Don't forget tomorrow. So on Poppy's Poetry Corner, the Drip is going to be there in full effect. We're going to be in there. All I know is I know Drippy, so I know Drippy got some hidden poems that he was probably working on. I know that Mr. Yes Lord, I don't care whatever. I'm never going behind that dude. Ain't gonna be nothing left. Eros, the Chef's Kiss is gonna be in there. Triple P is gonna be in there, and of course, our Rare Epiphany. Rare Epiphany is gonna be in the building. One of the best poets on the face of the planet in the universe. It's gonna be real. It's gonna be messy. And of course, Jay Simone. I have missed it. Listen, I don't know what you're doing tomorrow night, but it's a special 2-hour joint. We're going to be on Facebook and YouTube and everything happening at the same time. StreamYard is going to be pretty outstanding. I'm just be acting over there. I'm going to be over there capping and act like I don't know what poetry is. So good luck to that. But, you know, I know the rest of the crew is just going to lay waste to everything. It's going to get nice. If it's actually you, I come to that. It's going to be great. Check it out. It's going to be some amazing, fucking amazing shit. I just love the commercials. I watch the commercials all the time. I don't even know who made it, but I loved it. Yeah. Are we ready to close? All right, so I want to thank our features, Sweet Leaf Poetry. Thank you. Do you have any last words for the people?
No, just thank you guys for having me, and I enjoyed each and every one of you.
Well, we enjoyed you. Absolutely. Venus, thank you for coming. Thank you for participating. Do you have anything you'd like to say to the people?
First of all, thank you for this amazing platform that you are supplying for artists like myself and everyone here. And also thank you to everyone who listened. Thank you to everyone who was open enough to receive my words. And I really hope that it invokes so much pleasure for y'all later on in the night. And that's all.
Yes, you got anything you want to say to the fam?
Okay, bye.
I'm so sick of her with that open box. This is your call. Everybody get horny. She'd be like, okay, bye. Huh? Okay, bye. Bye. It's like everybody's
horny.
Let me do a commercial about nectar.
That was the other piece I was going to do, actually, but we ran out of time.
Yeah, listen, I can't wait. I just can't wait. It's just so much good shit happening all the same time. Right, I love you guys. Thank y'all for coming. This is the For Real Entertainment Network here on Epiphany Radio Universe, where we boldly go with poems I've been before, where we boldly encourage you to take your socks off. Oh, there's a baby. All right.
There's a baby.
Thank you to our illustrious leader, For Real, No Virus, for all the shit that you heard on this podcast. It's just going to get worse. We're just going to keep doing more. And I want to thank everybody who came out. I want to thank The Drip in particular, because without you, there is no me. And more importantly, without us, you know, there's no us, you know. So I want to thank y'all for the love, the appreciation, the talent, the most amazing things. I want to thank every single one of y'all for coming through and laying waste to the bitch, as y'all usually do on every Heavy Dripper podcast, and being the most fucking excellent people on the face of the planet. I love y'all. Y'all my family. You're my blood. I care for everything about y'all. It's just fucking amazing. I can't say it enough.
You amazing too, motherfucker.
Right?
I'm screaming.
I love it. Oh, man.
But everything is, look, I think people don't understand the secret sauce is that all of this shit is real. It's absolutely fucking real. And I don't know what I would do without y'all. And I'm so thankful for you. You made my life so much better just by y'all being in it. So I don't know what else that I can say about y'all, but I'm always thankful to do everything with you. It's always an amazing time, and we get to bring in people to be around us and hear our poetry, get to hear them, and, you know, that's how we build community. And you know, y'all are like my family, so it's like, I don't know if I call it community or not, but it's just one of the best things in the entire planet. And so I'm thankful to be able to do this in the Epiphany family. I'm grateful for my Honey Dripper family, and I'm grateful for all the new poets that we're bringing into the family and around the family, which is great. So, you know, it's the best job in the entire planet. But it is a school night. I love y'all. We got to go. And this will self-destruct in 10,
love
9,
y'all.
8, 7,
good night.
6.
It was a pleasure. Good night.
5,
good night.
4. Don't get pregnant. 3.
I appreciate the venue, Harvey. Some the other.
Good night. Good night.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Ha 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 ha!